11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Better late than never. Am I right? Got caught up a little bit, sort of. Tausch, I am curious going back to all the calls that we got, which I appreciated. That was fun, except for Bruce. I didn't appreciate that. You can't swear on the radio. Come on, man.
I think Bruce learned his lesson, and he'll be better next time.
Yeah, that just feels like a lesson that you don't, you should know going in. Like, you listen to the show, you know, we say blankety-blank.
I'm not a big band guy, but
it's a complicated. Hey, it's a complex world now where you've got a bunch of podcasts where people swear all the time.
Nah, I'm good.
Cable TV, you can swear at certain times of the day and not others. It's a complicated thing. So maybe he just he's comfortable with us, and that's why.
It's one thing if it happens once. He went to that well immediately again. I'm good.
I mean, not only that, he did it like twice in five words. Yeah. I do want to ask one other question, though, related to the calls. and I say this with respect for Tom in Tennessee because it was a good, entertaining call. Do we think that he actually sounds that way, or was that a shtick?
You don't know Tom. I
don't. That's why I'm asking. What do we think?
You think he was being?
I thought it was very. I thought. Speaking of Jim Carrey, who we started with,
this doesn't sound very Ted Lasso-y here.
I don't think that's fair.
I hate to tell you this, Jesse. I don't know. I'm not going to go down that road.
I appreciate you not going down that road.
Whoa, Nelly!
Continue, Teddy.
I think my role on the program is slightly different than my role in real life, but you're entitled to your opinion. It was a little over the top, I thought. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. You have the right to your opinion.
I think Tom was legit. I think he sounded like my father-in-law. He wasn't my father-in-law, but he sounded like
Are
him.
You sure?
I'm positive, yes. Yeah, but there were some similarities.
Okay. That's all I'm asking. I'm also asking questions today of Matt LaFleur. And the first one, well, I guess I won't be because he's going to be at the podium or should be. He should have been there already. He's running late. Do you think Jaden Reed is good to go? And what is your expectation for what he can do? Because here's my question, Tausch, which I won't get to ask him. Have we underestimated how much they've missed him?
Yes. I felt like we kind of poo-pooed when he got hurt because
Golden will take over.
Golden will get all these reps, and if any time would be the time, this would be the time. We have more depth than we've ever had. And I think we found that is not the case. Mm-hmm. Jaden Reed has been really good. He's the guy that I thought would be the one of the guys that comes out of here with a new contract and stays here for a while. I think now he'll have to kind of prove that he's back, and he's those collarbone injuries you got to come back from him, and you got to see that it holds up. So he brings a different skill set than I think the rest of this group. I feel like he's better underneath. I think he will be a nice substitute. He will not replace, but I think he will at least take a little bit of the sting away from the Tucker Kraft injury. That's how I see this, where he can do some underneath stuff, some yakage, some of the stuff that Tucker's awesome at, and obviously not blocking, but some of those underneath intermediate routes that I don't think you're looking at from, you're hoping Golden can get there, but that to me is where I think they've been missing it, and really Tucker's injury has really highlighted that.
So that leads to my overarching question. You just talked about how Bill Belichick and Thanksgiving. Look, the Packers have 7 games left. They will have 6 games when they wake up on Thanksgiving morning in Detroit and get ready for that one. That will be a big one, obviously. Do you believe that after all this kind of up-down offensive performance that we've seen, that they will be hitting their stride when it matters most? If they get Reed back, Tucker Kraft will not be back. We get that. They're dealing now with the Josh Jacobs injury. There are some people on our team that think that that does not necessarily hurt them all that much. I'm not in that group, but I understand their point. Will they be hitting their stride at just the right time offensively, heading into the postseason and heading into the stretch run that would set them up for the postseason?
I mean, we all would hope so. I think we saw positive signs from our quarterback, but I can't sit here in good faith and tell you that I feel great about the consistency of what we're doing, running routes, catching the ball. I don't. I don't know if I'd say our running game is lighting anybody on fire and getting the play-action game going. So I just believe that, you know, Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love will figure some things out. I hope that that would be the case last year. That obviously wasn't. So I think it's a hope deal right now. I don't feel like I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm not saying no, da, da, da. You're going to get a good understanding, I think, this week with Flores coming in and with what the Minnesota Vikings do on defense. They're a good defensive team. I think, obviously, if we can get to 20-plus, I think 20-plus will win this game this week. I hope that we can do that, but we're still struggling on the can we generate a bunch of big plays. We got a couple last week, and that was enough. Can we continue to do that? Because I don't think right now, if you're asking me, can we do a bunch of, you know, 80-yard, 12-play drives and be good to go get touchdowns? No, that's not where we're at. We need short fields. Now, it's obviously not the same case as, you know, the Wisconsin Badgers where we need short fields, and I cannot lie. Here, I feel like we can have a couple of drives. But if we're asking this team to go 80-plus and score touchdowns, there has not been enough proof in the pudding to tell me that that's what this team's going to do.
Well, Matt LaFleur is at the podium, and he says that Jaden Reed is not cleared to practice yet. So, guess the window ain't opening today.
Try again.
All right. That's not great.
Maybe they'll open it tomorrow. Maybe it's just not this week. But I think we can now say that if he's not practicing today, probably hard to get him ramped up in time for Thanksgiving.
And no, I think the Bears game is where you're looking for that anyways.
Okay. We'll see. We will see. Jesse, let's play some trivia.
Is there a point now with him and maybe Marshawn Lloyd and are we going to have to cut Haversick here pretty soon to get that roster spot?
It's a great question, but if you've got a question about McManus's health and you didn't kick him on Sunday and Matt LaFleur made the comment that he thought it was perhaps a product of him kicking 2 days in a row last week, can you afford to cut Lucas Haversick?
So if he's gonna kick like he did last week, absolutely
right. Well,
you can.
I guess you could kick him, you could cut him, think that because he missed two extra points, no one will claim him, and then bring him back on the practice squad, and then elevate him for game day if again McManus can't go. But again, somebody else just cut their kicker. Matt Gay got cut. Somebody took Jake Moody off the Bears practice squad. Like, it's a kicking carousel around the league. So if you do cut Haversick and somebody grabs him and then McManus can't go.
Well, you know who's out there?
Anders Carlson?
Nope.
The thicker kicker? Whose name I don't even
know? Nope.
Greg Joseph, who talks in the third person?
Nope.
Mason Crosby.
The greatest kicker in the history of the NFL?
Jan Stenerud?
Nope.
Why don't you just tell us who you're thinking of?
Are you being serious? He's had some issues that was forced him to be cut, and he is now eligible to kick?
Odell Beckham Jr.?
All right.
Who is
Justin
it?
Tucker.
Oh.
It's Justin Tucker. Are you guys
serious
right now? He was
terrible last year.
Oh, I forgot
All
about
right.
him.
Then don't, yeah. I'm not saying sign him. I'm saying he's there. He's out there.
Okay.
He's free to kick.
Okay. I don't think anyone is ready to touch him with a 10-foot pole. And on top of that, isn't he suspended?
Nope, his suspension's up. He's free to kick. That's why I brought it up.
Yuck.
You were saying the same thing, and obviously it's not the same to the same degree, but the guy that's been kicking for you had issues too.
He did. Yep, that's undeniable. Oh man. There'd be a lot of questions that would get asked.
I'm going
to
tell you this.
Tucker.
If he was still kicking like he did prior, somebody would have signed him already.
Yeah.
So I all want to be the high moral police.
Yep.
I get it.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Let's jump off our little perch of perfection. He has definitely been accused of some raunchy, crappy stuff. But I don't think he's been convicted, right? You have to help me out. I don't know.
He is not. No, he's. I don't even think they've brought criminal charges. It's all been
so he. I don't know the whole deal, and I think the hope here is that McManus is healthy and go back and be McManus. That's what we need.
Yes.
How much confidence you have that that's the case? I don't have much.
Minimal.
There you go.
I trust.
You have confidence
him.
That Haversick can go make a bunch of kicks. I do.
I trust McManus.
I think the win got him.
I'm in the McManus club. I think he'll be all right. He just needs time to heal and not worry about his job.
So can he do that this week? Because you got a game. Hey, all. Yeah, it's great that you got him. You feel like he's going to be healed this week?
No, I'm skeptical of that.
So what are you going to do this week, Jesse? With your I want to put McManus. So what are you going to do?
Go for two.
Last year, in his final season in Baltimore, Justin Tucker was 22 of 30 on field goal attempts.
Woof. Yep, not good.
That was 73.3%, the first time in his career he was below 86% since 2015 when he was still over 80. He was at 82% that year. So he was now maybe the stuff that he allegedly did was hanging over him.
I would think that all of this stuff probably led to some of that,
him.
But it could be
mm-hmm.
physical too. Who knows,
Precisely.
Right?
Yeah, so... you are not advocating for that, however, just to be clear.
I do not want – I'm just saying he is someone that is out there when you're starting to talk about letting go of Haversick, because a couple weeks ago I thought the Rams will bring him in. The Rams needed a kicker. And then Haversick mm-hmm. misses a couple kicks, because ideally what you do is you keep that kicker on the practice squad and then you elevate in case McManus can't kick. That is how you want to do it, because if you're bringing – two or three guys off of an injury list, or you're bringing somebody in, it's not ideal to continue to have two kickers on your roster the entire way. You don't want to do that.
No, you do not. All right, let's play some trivia. Jesse, is today's trivia category kickers who are available for questionable behavior off the field, or no?
It is not. It's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, and since we didn't play yesterday with Joe Thomason, we have two categories today. Double Wisconsin
what
Geography
happens
Trivia.
If Bruce in Cassville is one of our contestants?
Fair and square. He just can't swear. Oh, that rhymes.
Well, then what if he swears? Do you go back and get a different group?
Say that again? I'm sorry. I was too busy celebrating.
What happens if he starts cussing you out for your bad question?
Well, then we have to
dump.
Then
you boot him and find somebody else?
Then we punt him away and we figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to punt him. Tausch, you're big on big numbers and you cannot lie. What callers would you like for trivia?
Just don't go too big. I have to get two of them today. Don't go too big, please.
Okay.
Time constraints here.
75 and 78.
Jesse, you pick the first number. I'll pick the second number.
13.
13 and 31. Nice and easy.
There you have it. Callers 13 and 31. 13.
Gary
and
Ellis? Gary Ellis was an old 31, right? Ran real high with the big neck roll on the back.
Indeed. Caller
Al Harris.
13. I was just going to say Al Harris is the first one for me. Caller 13. 13s. 13s. 13s.
Chris Jackie.
I mean, right now, obviously, it's Dontavian
Maybe
Wicks.
Maybe he can kick. See what Chris is doing.
I don't think so. He's on Facebook a lot, I noticed. Caller 13 and caller 31 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 13 and 31 play trivia after Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Coors Light, oh baby. Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, getting done with a great weld, hammering out a great solder, whatever it might be you want to celebrate, just crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Good news, again, not that we don't appreciate Bruce's support of our program, but he is not among the contestants for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, which it's time to play right now.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance, and proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Matt LaFleur, by the way, before we play trivia, saying that none of the IR guys are coming back this week at all, so that window will not be opened for Marshawn Lloyd or for Jaden Reed this week. On top of that, Josh Jacobs won't practice this week, but he's still day-to-day. And the plan is to try and get him healthy in time for Sunday's game. All right, let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. First, caller 13 was Justin in St. Francis, formerly of Cudahy, not of Baltimore. Justin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. And then caller 31, mailman Matt in Appleton.
Yeah, all right.
Good to have the mailman back. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm happy to be talking to you guys again.
Well, we're happy to have you. We're also happy to play Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. We begin, Justin, with your question number one, which is this. Which of these schools competing in the WIAA State Football Championship game has the shortest distance to travel to Camp Randall Stadium? Is it Reedsburg, Edgar, or the Wisconsin Badgers practice squad?
Oh, wow.
I'll go Reedsburg.
You would be correct.
Yes,
The Badgers outside are going to be there cheering him on?
I would expect him to be. If he wants to get in the Hall of Fame, that'd be the next step.
I think the fact he's been snubbed by the Hall of Fame, I think he might not show up.
Oh, some hard feelings? Grudgy? Grudgy McGrudgerson?
I hope he shows.
Matt, question number one for you. Which of these is the real name of a school competing for a WIAA state football championship this week. I thought you'd go farthest distance in the interest of fairness.
Funny coming here.
But you did not. All right, which of these is a real name? Is it Cochrane Fountain City, Medium Chute, or Luzicani?
Let's go with A.
I don't know if it's Cochrane or Cochrane, but Cochrane Fountain City.
It's Cochrane.
So I got it right the first time.
Cochrane.
That's up. That's up in the Eau Claire area, correct?
I believe that's correct. They didn't share the map that they usually share with all the where the teams are from in the stuff they've shared this year. But there is a theme, if you haven't noticed, to what our trivia is today with the.
Seems like it's high school football.
WIA State Football Championships airing on Thursday and Friday, streaming audio on the ESPN Wisconsin app and on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Yeah, we figured out the theme. Question two,
Rude.
Justin.
Timmy Lasso.
Tim Lasso.
Old
yeah.
Timmy.
Very supportive.
Just a beacon of positivity, old Timmy
what
over there.
What a teammate.
Yeah. Old Timmy.
Question two. Some might say you guys bring out the worst in me. Question two. Latitudinally.
That's what Ted Lasso always teaches. It's always somebody else's fault. Go ahead, Ted, Timmy.
Truman Lasso. Latitudinally. Which of these high schools, Justin, competing in a WIAA state football championship game? That's the theme of the questions.
That's what I heard.
This week is located farthest south. Farthest south. Is it Darlington, Mayville, or Notre Dame?
Oh, boy. I only know Mayville, so I'm going to go Mayville.
Feel like it's Darlington? Feel like it's Darlington.
Darlington is correct.
Notre Dame, of course, up here in the greater Green Bay Metroplex. All right, Matt, question two for you. A longitudinally! Which of these high schools competing in a WIAA state football championship game this week is located farthest east? Farthest east. Is it Grafton, Winneconne, or Arrowhead?
Grafton.
Boom. Well done, Matt.
Tough one.
That was tough. Question three, Justin. Bayport High School competing in the Division I WIAA State Football Championship game on Friday is located in which northeastern Wisconsin city? Is it located in Suamico, Howard, or Alloway?
No, A.
A.
Say that again.
Suamico, I believe it was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if he got cut off saying Alloway or if he was saying A as in the answer.
Were you trying to have him get one wrong there?
No, of course not. I was pulling for Justin.
All right.
I have no comment. Question three, because I'm Ted Lasso. Question three, Matt, is this. I don't know if you're sensing a theme. Northwestern High School competing in the Division 5 WIAA State Football Championship game tomorrow is located in which Northwestern Wisconsin town? Is it located in Webster, Stone Lake, or Maple?
I'm going to go with A.
That is really hard.
That's a tough one.
Third question. It's always a little tough.
In fairness, we gave him question one. Medium shoot and lose a Connie.
That's true.
I thought that was Muskego. Lose a Connie.
Oh, Bert.
Wow. Oh, snap.
Wow. Give him an entry. That's a double entry right there. That's as good a burn as we've had here in a long time.
Matt, I thought we were friends.
Okay.
Matt. That might be as good of a burn as when old girl burnt those pre-made mashed potatoes and had the fire truck come out a couple Thanksgivings ago. That's how good a burn that was.
Hmm. A lot of Timmy Lasso here. All right, so, Justin, you got 2 out of 3? 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, that's correct. Thank you for playing. You got 3 of the possible 4 entries. We appreciate you. Thanks, buddy.
I love you guys.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
And Matt, you also got 2 out of 3, which means you've got 3 of the 4 entries, although I think we can all agree that that sick burn, bro, on Jesse merits another entry, but we can't give it to you.
100%. I actually want to throw him one of those Iron Jock lightweight hoodies.
I'm sure
just
Jesse would check the rules and say that doesn't count, but I'll take it anyway. So,
all right. Well, we appreciate you playing.
You too, Jesse.
Love you, too.
Yeah, we love you, Matt. Wow, what a crew today.
He's okay.
Will Dean Dash Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
Two sponsors now.
Indeed there are. Barb's favorite part of the program, Whoa Nelly, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time for a very abbreviated Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
I'm sorry I'm blurry on the camera, but for the person who was making fun of my beard in the YouTube comments yesterday, I guess this is an upgrade for him. So appreciate that. Thank you.
You're growing a beard?
No, I haven't changed my facial hair in like
hunting
6 years. No,
you gotta do a little hunting?
Neck beard?
Whoa, Nelly!
I have not changed anything about my facial features in 6 years that I know of. And for whatever reason, yesterday, the beard was drawing attention from at least one person in the YouTube comments.
That's not true. There are times where you're clean shaven.
Yeah, it's for sure. Are you going hunting? Is that why you're rocking the beard, or what's the deal?
He's going with Joe Thomas. He's got that Vortex Hall of Fame beef package that he got.
Yeah.
I'm calling a state football championship game tomorrow, but I am not going hunting this weekend, and I don't think I've grown my beard out any more than... No, Muskego's not playing, Tausch. We've been...
I thought they won.
They were beat on Friday night by Bayport in a rematch of last year's state championship.
It's a good game.
It was a great game. Best high school football game ever, per reports.
Whoa!
It was really entertaining. I was watching that on my television and watching Hunter with the call of Wanakee and Dennis Semrau and Homestead, with Homestead emerging victorious in that one as well.
Great games Friday night.
No, it wasn't Homestead. It was Heartland Arrowhead.
Yeah, Wanakee Arrowhead. Yes. Last night, Beck and I went out. We went to the store to pick up some groceries. And then we were talking about stopping for dinner somewhere on the way home.
Why don't you just make dinner with the groceries?
That would have made sense, but it wasn't that kind of grocery. It was a minimal haul.
Okay.
We ended up stopping at a fast food restaurant and dining in. And we loved it. When is the last time you dined in at a fast food restaurant? It had been probably more than a decade for the two of us doing that. And we had a great time.
Wait, fast casual does not count, right? Like Ben Sims's favorite restaurant. You're not. You're talking like legit, like the Golden Arches type.
Correct.
Place.
Correct. Yes.
God, I don't remember the last time
I did
that.
Do you consider, since they're a partner, do you consider Dunkin' Donuts a joint like that?
Yeah, I would say yes.
No. All right. Well, that's
coffee
Sunday.
And donut shop.
Yeah.
So
but
Sunday
it's,
we did.
You sat and ate your donut in the Dunkin' Donuts.
I had a sandwich, yeah, a breakfast sandwich from there. So yes,
it's a great answer. Yeah,
thanks.
Is Cousins that or not?
No, Subs are different.
There's a lot of rules here. So you're telling me that the donut shop makes the cut, but the sandwich shop doesn't?
It just feels different.
Okay. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Mike Tomlin said Aaron Rodgers does not need surgery for his wrist injury that took him out of Sunday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers play the Bears at Soldier Field this weekend. How badly do you believe Aaron Rodgers wants to go own the Bears one last time, even if it's not the responsible thing to do? Jason?
Okay.
Nope, I defer to Tao. She wanted to answer that one.
No. Listen, man, you're the Rodgers expert. You go for it, man. No, you don't think
he's
you're the Rodgers expert?
He's shaking his head. He looks like John Gruden.
You biographied him. You spent years with him. Yeah, you go for it, man. I don't think he cares that much. That's my take on it. Jason?
I think he cares deeply, not about necessarily being able to shout, I own you, I still own you, although I'm sure he would like to do that. I think he cares more about, I don't miss games. He wants to play with a broken wrist in his left hand because that's what he cares about. So I think he is going to fight hard to play, but it's not because he wants to drop a I own you, I still own you.
How's he going to take a snap with that? You're going to have to do everything out of
I don't know. They said it was a mild fracture or a small fracture. So, again, that doesn't strike me as a particularly responsible thing
to
do.
I
kind
of want to see him with one of those big old clubs. He's got to, like, be a
seal. Like John Anderson.
Like, bouncing that ball around like he's a seal. Like, whoa, everything's got to be long snap to him. He's got to, like, battle it up to himself and then catch it with his right hand. That would be fun.
Jesse, was that you being a seal with a beach ball? Is that what that was? The video's a little
Well, the video's the question blurry. Is, would you rather be a seal or a dolphin when you're battling that ball? Because dolphins are so elegant. Seals, it's a little more clumpy, right?
Yeah, definitely I'll clumpy. Tell you this. I don't want to be a dolphin who gets kidnapped in Ace Ventura, one of the greatest films ever by Jim Carrey. And we've brought it all back before we're out of show. We need to wrap the show up coming up next. Before we can do that, I need to tell you about Bucks Plus.
Yeah, Bucks Plus. There you go.
Well, I've run into some email issues, which caused me to have to toggle between two different email accounts.
Better to toggle than to taggle.
I don't know
about it.
I don't know what that means. What I do know is Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance and HR and benefits consultant. Right now, the episode that you can find on the Bucks Plus Audio Network is Locked In, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson. You can find that episode on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles we'll lay to rest.
We're already late for Rich Eisen. We apologize to Rich. Tausch, anything you'd like to leave us with?
Nope.
Okay. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.